This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Joe Biden and his new running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will appear together for the first time as a team today at an event near his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Mika McCants is from Kamala Harris's home state of California.
I'm really excited about it. I love Kamala. I love everything that she represents. I think that she's going to bring an incredible dynamic to the White House, and I'm excited about it. I think we need a woman of color in place, and I think she's the woman to do it.
But the Trump camp is quickly going after Kamala Harris as she joins the Biden ticket. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The pick both pleased the president.
She was my number one pick.
And surprised him.
She did very poorly in the primaries.
The president argues Harris is about the most liberal person in the Senate. St. Anselm College analyst Chris Galdieri says the GOP attack plan is clear. Harris is a radical and will push Biden left.
Be the secret power behind the throne and drag Biden over to the, you know, Bernie Sanders wing of the party.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Portland, Oregon's DA says those who've been arrested on nonviolent misdemeanor charges during the recent protests there will not be prosecuted. DA Michael Schmidt says the city recognizes the outrage and the frustration over a history of racial injustice. Millions of fans will have to find something else to do on Saturdays this fall. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have canceled their fall college football season because of the coronavirus. University of Oregon President Michael Schill.
There's just too many questions. There's too much uncertainty right now.
A coronavirus vaccine is still months away, say experts, but companies are testing antibody drugs that fight the virus right away without having to train the immune system to do the job. Results of key studies are expected by fall. This is AP News. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has survived a tough primary challenge. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this story.
Somali-born Ilhan Omar was able to fight off challenger Anton Melton Mukes, an attorney and mediator who raised millions of dollars for his campaign. The victory suggests an easy win for Omar in November. She's one of the first Muslim women elected to Congress in 2018, coming to prominence as a member of the Squad, a group of outspoken freshman women of color. Omar's aggressive advocacy for liberal issues increased her national prominence. So did some negative comments about Israel and money. And there was scrutiny when her marriage fell apart and she married her political consultant. On this primary win, Omar says, "We earned a mandate for change." I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.